Radio Superfly im Gespräch.
Mona Lee, eine vielfältig begabte Künstlerin aus Belgien, die zwischen Disco und House Music vermittelt und die neben ihrer Tätigkeit als DJ auch als Sängerin und Produzentin arbeitet und bei DJ-Sets auch gerne das Mikro zur Hand nimmt. Morgen gastiert sie im Rahmen der Six Years of Love FR Party im Wiener Fluck und ich habe mit ihr geplaudert. Hello Mona, bonjour.
Right.
Great to have you on the phone and great to see you coming back to Vienna for the Six Years of Love FR Party. Mona, what I wanted to know, what was your first experience with house music? You come from Belgium, a country with a long techno history. House music was, I guess, more an underground thing back in the day. So what was your milestone, I would say, back then?
I guess it's what my brother, my older brother, was a DJ when I was 14, 15 years old, when you start to go out, discover music. And he was a big fan from Defected and Glitterbox back in the days. And he took me to places I normally couldn't enter yet because of my age, and he inspired me the most. And after that, I myself started to look for parties that had the same kind of music. And in Belgium, we were very spoiled, to be honest. Clubs like Decadence or Fuse were parties, were places I would go to. Café d'Anvers in Antwerp, that is actually opening up again. But these were the places that brought beautiful house lineups. And places where I would go out to, network a lot. I started to play as well out of passion for music. And then suddenly you play there as well. So.
When we speak about performing, this applies to you, I would say. You love to use the microphone as well when you're DJing because, you mentioned it, you're a singer. So this is what you really love. You love to perform.
Yeah. There is something, it's a combination of my both passions now. So yeah, people ask me, what do you love the most? And I'm like, I can't decide. I cannot choose. Yeah. That's why I combine them.
Yeah. And this is why it's perfect that you worked with Kerry Chandler on one of his tracks, because he is also quite a performer.
But that's, I guess, how he started as a child. He was playing the organ in different churches, and that from very young years, he was inspired by playing keys. And then you bring it in every moment you can perform, I think. It's just part of you.
You have a track, Feed Your Spirit, a collaboration, and this track catapults me into kind of a timeless house club, could be in the 90s, early 2000s. Is it important to keep those timeless vibes alive? Because a lot of producers, they're searching for something new, but the good things are always there and they will last, I guess.
It's a really beautiful question. I stay old school. I don't know why, but I love keys and vocals. And this, it's true what you say. DJ Stu gave me the opportunity to record on just a loop. And then he supported me with some elements that I think he was also inspired by my lyrics and vocal. And then we ended up with, again, more of a 90s soulful vibe, and that's where I always end up. I don't know, it's something that I stay true to, and it's, I would say, it still brings people back to those days when you play. Like this Saturday I was playing again a classic 90s song in between all the others, and then everyone lights up and is like, oh yeah, I remember. You know, it's a way of touching people as well, I think. And I just love the sound, like you say. Yeah.
I always describe them as easy sounds. Don't get me wrong. You were just limited in the 90s when you produced house music. Nowadays, you have everything.
Yeah. No, but less is more sometimes. Like when I produce my own music as well, I've been doing that now for the latest years, and I have my first EP on We Play House, for example. And it's also very 90s, classic, ease, keep it simple, keep it raw, don't put too much layers, but then it for me it can be very harmonic with a lot of melody, can be happy, and in the 90s it was all about that. So yeah.
Vielen Dank, Mona Lee, für das Gespräch. Mona Lee ist Teil der Six Years of Love Affair Party morgen im Wiener Fluck, supported by Radio Superfly. Alle Details zu diesem Event und auch das andere Interview mit einem anderen DJ, der dort zu hören ist, nämlich Mudina, gibt's auf superfly.fm.